Every summer when I was in college, I was blessed with the opportunity to work wonderful summer jobs. Some of them were a little harder than others, and some of them a little easier. One summer, I was a laborer working on a construction site, digging ditches out in Chateau Estates lakefront, putting in drainage pipe and sewer pipe. Another summer, I was a plumber's helper, crawling under houses uptown New Orleans on the West Bank, being a plumber's helper, basically doing the grunt work. I worked as a rental car agent another summer, and also worked at a sporting goods store. In one of these jobs, I gave my boss only 2 or 3 days' notice that I was leaving, and he got very mad at me because I'd put him in a jam. He needed 2 weeks to really find someone to replace me. Not that I was good, but he just needed the time. And he told me this expression that I'll never forget: fool me once, shame on you, and fool me twice, shame on me. I learned from my boss about the importance of accountability, the importance of trustworthiness and accountability for my actions. And as I stand here today, some 40 years later, I realize the lessons from that are so important in life. Well, in Luke's gospel today, we learn about these two concepts of trustworthiness and accountability. They are two critical components in all aspects of our earthly and spiritual journeys in life. These two concepts apply in nearly every facet of our world. In sports, if our Saints and Pelicans aren't winning, the fan base drops off and the Saints and Pelicans lose money. In business, if a product isn't up to speed and isn't doing well, the product won't sell and bankruptcy looms for the business. In education, teachers must teach students to master a subject matter to advance to the next grade. And in families, children struggle in life if the parents aren't focused on raising them to follow the values of Jesus. Now, to reach our individual potential in life, there's accountability at every stage if you think about it. As students, report card success requires dedication to schoolwork and good behavior in the classroom. In our work careers, promotions come with consistent work performance, day in and day out. And at home, we must be obedient to our parents, our grandparents, to develop properly and treat our siblings with great love and care for one another. Now, building trustworthiness for better opportunities in life takes patience and time. Jesus explains this to us in Luke's gospel today. The person who is trustworthy in small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. This message from Jesus applies in all forms of services. An investment advisor who steers a client successfully in nominal matters will gain opportunities for larger investments. Healthcare providers who do a great job with their patients will receive referrals for other patients. And contractors will gain big projects if the smaller ones are done well. You may be familiar with Warren Buffett. He's a well-known investment advisor in the world. He spoke of this concept of trustworthiness this way. He said, "It takes 20 years to build a reputation and only 5 minutes to destroy it." Jesus opens today's gospel telling us about the consequences of accountability for poor performance. He tells us the story of the rich man. He met with his steward who squandered his property, and the rich man fired him. The prophet Amos in the first reading today advises us that those who engage in misconduct will be accountable to God. Amos speaks of the misconduct of the people of his time who did these things. They fixed the weigh scale for wheat to make more money and cheat the poor people out of the food they needed to live on. Then there are those who sold bad product as good product, making money again off the poor people. And the prophet further writes about those souls whose sole focus is making money, 7 days a week, failing to honor the Sabbath or a day for God. For all of these folks, the prophet declares these words: "The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done." The teachings of Jesus and the prophet Amos as to trustworthiness and accountability apply even more directly in our spiritual journey in this life we're all living in. All of us have a conscience that if we abide by it, we experience limitless joy, happiness, and peace. But when we tell our conscience no, fear, stress, worry, and anxiety enter our souls and can consume us. All of us have learned the values of Jesus from different people, such as our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our neighbors, our coaches, our priests, our teachers. If Jesus finds us trustworthy in small matters in our spiritual journey, he will trust us in greater ones to support his mission on earth. Now, there's great news today from the gospel. Jesus gives us a second chance if we fail in using our opportunities. The steward in the gospel today made amends for his misconduct by demonstrating fairness to the master's debtors. Jesus commended the steward for acting prudently. Our Lord gives us different ways to take advantage of this second chance opportunity. One way is through the sacrament of confession. Confession is our opportunity to wipe our souls clean and to start anew. Another way is to do his work in the vineyard directly, getting involved in ministry or apostle activities or community activities, bringing us and others closer to him. The rewards are great, helping others as Jesus gains trust in us to help build his spiritual kingdom on earth. At the end of Mass today, we'll learn about opportunities to participate in the parish in apostolate and ministry work. Please sign up and take advantage of this second chance opportunity. Now, of course, the grand accountability from Jesus to each one of us comes when our earthly life is finished. Here are a few questions from our Lord today to ponder to be ready for this grand review. So what does our spiritual ledger look like if he calls us today or calls us sometime soon? Do we have a large number of spiritual assets in our spiritual bank account, or only a few of them? Does money and material things in our earthly bank account dwarf the spiritual assets in our spiritual account? Have we been trustworthy in small matters, such as Jesus trusts us in greater ones? Jesus knows the answers to all of these questions in each one of our souls, and so do we. Our Lord will hold us accountable for our spiritual assets compared to our earthly ones. Most importantly, it's never too late to get going to build spiritual wealth. Now, the bottom line from Jesus' parable of the dishonest shepherd or steward is this: take great advantage of this opportunity to build trustworthiness and accountability from Jesus by building spiritual wealth while we have time. Don't miss this second chance.